It's Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW. What a difference a week makes. 7 times 24 little hours. Santa Ana winds and firestorms once more wrestle to the ground our cherished illusions of our idyllic life in Southern California. No doubt, someday, this recurring calamity will become the subject for a great work of art. To my knowledge, it hasn't happened yet. Meanwhile, in the middle of a busy season of gallery openings, two exhibitions grabbed my attention. One by British painter Tony Bevan at the L.A. Louvre Gallery, another by German painter Anton Henning at the Christopher Grimes. Both artists have a good track record of exhibiting here in L.A. It is the 6th show for Bevan and the 3rd for Henning. There are two recurring images in Tony Bevan's art. A gigantic head or face tilted at an impossible angle and painted in an intentionally crude, almost cartoonish manner. The other is an image of an imposing architectural construction threatened by invisible forces. The palpable danger captured in many of his compositions is enhanced by the unusual, unsettling use of color, leading to either very dramatic or, when he wants it, a very lyrical effect. Anton Henning is a trickster, a joker with an endless variety of surprises up his sleeve. His paintings are all over the map, and I mean it as a compliment. Here he evokes the spirit of a Picasso cubist still life. There he creates a portrait in the style of a Renaissance painter. But why stop there? When his spirits are especially high, he goes abstract, and his brush starts dancing around the canvas in one sweeping loop after another. But the party is not over yet. As is customary for Henning's installations, the gallery walls are painted in bands of color that not only complement the paintings, but actively interact with them. And that's not the end of the story. All the paintings are dressed up in elaborate frames of the artist's own design, which incorporate special lighting devices. There is a lot of excitement in the city in connection with the MoCA's high-profile exhibition by Takashi Murakami, whose art is informed and inspired by the unique Japanese culture of animation. Some people compare this artist with Andy Warhol, but I believe that, so far, Andy has nothing to worry about. In a few weeks, I'll review Murakami's art, but now I am packing my suitcases to fly to China, which will be my first trip to Asia. I'm going to Beijing for a first-hand experience of the rapidly expanding contemporary art scene there, which in the last few years has taken the whole world by surprise. Works by some Chinese artists have been sold at auction at record-high prices, often exceeding $1 million. According to some sources, the art galleries in Beijing are multiplying so fast they already surpass the number of galleries in New York's famous Chelsea neighborhood. Preparing for this trip, I discovered that quite a few Los Angeles galleries are exhibiting contemporary Chinese art. I also talked to a lot of people who advise me on what I have to see and whom I have to meet. All that feels rather overwhelming, but as I like to say in my art collecting seminars, if you want to learn about yourself through art, be willing to step out of your comfort zone. I guess now it's time for me to put my money where my big mouth is. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.